Alita, harvesting is moving right along in our little corner of Saskatchewan. We have been fortunate in not receiving any of the rain that had been forecasted, so most of the farmers haven't been held up with wet conditions and are proceeding with their harvest. Please remember, folks, that it is dry, so stay vigilant and be careful while using all that large equipment. Four young women from our area, Adriana Junk, Shasta Lemieux, Cora Hansen and Reese Kyle, attended the Shauna Peters Youth Rodeo Camp with their horses from August 28 to 31 in Swift Current with Carmen Kyle. Jay and Teresa Lemieux traveled to Swift Current on August 31, where they watched their daughter Shasta participate at the Youth Rodeo Camp, and while there also visited with daughter Charity and her friend before returning home. The Alita community is sorry to have to say goodbye to one of its longtime resident, Jim Bocher, who has left Alita and is now making his new home in the Redvers Union Estates. Best wishes, Jim, and enjoy your new condo. Congratulations to Skylar Malhiot, who participated at the Aurora Wind Slot Race in Moose Jaw on September 3. She rode her horse Clayboy's Lil Snook and they placed fourth in the 2D event, receiving $1,219. Keep up your good performance at barrel racing. Sadie Potapinski left for Lakeland College at Vermilion, Alta, on September 2 to complete her studies in animal health technology. She plans to convocate in the spring. Good luck, Sadie, with your studies. Michelle, Mickey, Potapinski and her daughter Hillary came to visit September 2-4 at the Ken Potapinski farm. Hillary is staying for a while to help with the harvest. Shui and Ji Fang and their family moved from their former home on 361 Highway into their new home at the Bocher House on the corner of Prairie Avenue and 1st Street East during the Labor Day long weekend. I do hope that you will enjoy your new home, folks, and continued good luck at the grocery store. Faye Walker traveled to Saskatoon September 5, where she visited with her family the Nichols and attended her dental appointment. On September 9, Gray and Adele Cowan had supper with his cousins Carol and Coleman Boomhauer from Clone, Aunt, as well as with Jim and Rose Ball of Rokenville, at the Redvers campsite. Later that evening, Joyce George joined us and we all enjoyed birthday cake for dessert. The Boomhauers were on their way back home from their holiday trip to the Yukon. It was Grandparents' Day on September 11. I noticed it printed on the calendar, but I'll say it again. I don't think most grandparents really need a special day, as it's Grandparents' Day every time the grandchildren visit. Always enjoy those visits.